This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. It is Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yes, you're stuck with Joe Beamer for the next 2 hours as we talk about what's happened this week in politics. And this week, we will be talking to two of the Erie County sheriff candidates, John Garcia and Ted DiNoto. Next week, we will be talking to Democrat candidate Kim Beatty. So we will have all of the candidates on before Election Day. Don't you worry about that. And I do have to say, I have to throw a disclaimer out there. We are on tape. I recorded this during the week because I could just pretend this is live. But if you follow me on social media, you know I was at the Virginia Tech game last night. Let's hope they won. But this is on tape, but it's all new content. As I said, we're talking with John Garcia, the Republican candidate, independent Ted DiNoto, and next week, Kim Beatty. Also, later in this show, we will be talking to Kevin Hardwick about a few things that have happened around the county this week. But let's get it started with our first guest, Republican sheriff candidate John Garcia. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
John, it's been a while since we talked to you after the primary victory. How is the campaign going as we get into the final month before Election Day?
Joe, I think we're at the best point we've been since day one. We've had tremendous support, endorsements. I just want to say I'm very humbled and honored to be running for the sheriff's office and have the support of all law enforcement I've received since we spoke, the support and endorsement of both the unions of the state police, all three unions of the Erie County Sheriff's Office, the Buffalo Police and Buffalo Fire Unions, Cheektowaga Police Union, Tonawanda Police Union, the Police Conference in New York, and the Retired Officers Association. And along with that, Joe, I've received over 25 endorsements from labor. And that is very important to me because everyone I've spoken to throughout Erie County, and believe me, I found out how big our county is and how diverse it is. People just want to work, go about their lives, and they want the next sheriff, which is God willing, me, to just do our job, law and order, professional law and order, be courteous, be compassionate, be firm.
Now, John, before I want to go into some things dealing with the sheriff's office, but I want to go back to that primary and not having the party's support. What do you think the voters were saying, not only to the Republican Party, but saying to the process of electing sheriff by going against the party and electing you?
Well, I think it says a lot, right, Joe, that, you know, the voters, our public, our customers, are all important. So for me, again, it was an honor for the voters in every town and every city in Erie County that we won during the primary, and that's our goal for the general election, to come out and say, no, this is our candidate, and this is why. So, you know, for me, this is my first go around in politics. And I found out from talking to people that what they think and what politicians think is two different things. They just want, again, professional law enforcement, and that's what I want to bring to the sheriff's office, 21st century professional law enforcement.
And looking at the political process of electing a sheriff, do you think there are too many politics, and maybe not specifically in the Erie County Sheriff's Department, but do you think politics plays too much of a role in the sheriff departments across the United States?
Well, I think, Joe, that the sheriff's office shouldn't be a political office, as I feel that, you know, judges in towns, cities, and so forth, it shouldn't be a political office, but it is what it is. I am not going to be influenced by politics in picking my leadership staff. It doesn't matter to me, gender, color, political affiliation. I want to put the best person in place to serve our people, our customers. So for me, you know, politics doesn't really matter. I am conservative in my values and my ideals, but beyond that, there's no room for politics in the sheriff's office. We're here to serve the people, and what we do is we protect and we serve.
Now, John, looking at the Erie County Sheriff's Department, on day one of a John Garcia administration, what is the first thing you are looking to do to get the Sheriff's Department in the right direction?
That's a great question, Joe. There's much to do, but I could tell you something that will cost taxpayers $0 and will have a positive effect on day one, and that's building the morale of the Erie County Sheriff's deputies, both in jail management and on the road, and improve the working conditions. You improve the working conditions, the employees then give better service to the public, which are our customers. And there's numerous ways that we could do that with zero cost to taxpayers. And that's me being there, having a great leadership team in place, and it's just a lot of issues that we could improve people's morale. And I'll just give you some ideas that I have, and there's many. For example, in a workplace, Joe, let's say that you go out on maternity leave, you're injured on duty for a period of time, you come back. I want to make sure that people are welcomed back and eased into the job, because it's a very difficult job in the jails. You know, I want to make sure that we have a peer group in place, a peer group being, you know, in my time in the Buffalo Police Department, unfortunately, I had 12 colleagues that committed suicide. We've had a couple suicides lately within law enforcement here locally. And, you know, we forget about the people that work there, and we have to remember to take care of them, and they in turn will you know, perform better. So again, a lot of those ideas, Joe, that with scheduling and so forth, and showing them that I, John Garcia, care about them. I will listen to them. I will implement their ideas, and again, $0.
John, looking at the opioid and fentanyl issue in Erie County, something you worked with the Buffalo Police Department, how do you think the Sheriff's Department can play a role in cleaning up our streets?
You know, that opiate epidemic that started back in the mid-90s, Joe, I remember for every arrest, 10 arrests that I made, most of them were cocaine, crack cocaine, and then this wave came in with heroin. Well, this wave now with fentanyl is just, you know, it's being mixed with cocaine. It's being mixed with heroin. Sometimes there's not even heroin in the packages. It's all fentanyl. It's a huge problem. We're losing hundreds of people, mostly our youth, to this synthetic opiate. The sheriff's office has been part of task force with our local and state and federal partners. And I will pursue that issue and attack the opiate epidemic aggressively by treating each and every opiate death as a homicide, Joe. And we will go and trace back where that package came from and go aggressively and prosecute the drug dealer and send a message that if you're putting fentanyl in what a customer thinks is heroin or cocaine and they're dying, that's because of you. We're going after you. So I want to make sure that the public understands that that's going to be a part of my six-point plan, is attacking aggressively, proactively, the opiate epidemic. Because, Joe, I have lived that. I have experienced that with all my senses. 10 years in narcotics, 5 years in homicide, I'll tell you. Knocking on a door and telling a parent that their son or daughter's not coming home because of that is gut-wrenching. So I'm very passionate about that, and we will attack the drug dealers.
John, at a press conference earlier in the week, you talked about getting more patrols on the streets by eliminating administrative posts. Can you break that down a little bit for the listeners?
Yes, absolutely, Joe. So, you know, in my career in law enforcement, I've seen many times where a lot of posts are manned or, you know, a woman, officer, deputy is doing administrative work. I'm going to do a total top-to-bottom assessment of the Erie County Sheriff's Office and see where we could pull out our sheriff's deputies and get them on the road or pull them out of administrative duties within jail management and get them out there taking care of the people that are incarcerated. So that's what I want to do because right now, you know, a lot of counties, cities across the country are experiencing a budget crunch. So I have to utilize the resources that we have in putting as many people out on the streets to serve our public as possible. And if I could grab those people from administrative posts and put them on the street, it would be beneficial to our public. Again, our customers.
Now, John, looking at the current state of the Erie County Sheriff's Department, do you think there is a aspect of the department that is somewhere it doesn't need to be, focusing on something that isn't really in the job description of the sheriff's office?
Let's say the meat and potatoes, the most important function is the jail management division, be it the Erie County Correctional, the Erie County Holding Center or the Alden Correctional Facility. We have the road patrol that covers in many towns such as Clarence, Grand Island, North Collins, and such. And then we provide, you know, a SWAT team, specialized units, aviation, and the many, many miles of lakeshore that we have in Erie County with our Marine Division. So, you know, we're able to help out our towns and villages many times with our manpower that sometimes they just don't have. So I can't think of any other things that any units that are obsolete, let's say.
John, looking at your two opponents, Kim Beatty and Ted DeNoto, do you have any thought on the two that are running against you in November?
I wish them the best. I think there's a very stark contrast between myself and my two opponents, let's say. And that's, you know, people have to wonder, how is it that John Garcia has the endorsement of every single law enforcement organization, association? And that's because I could present you a resume with all these bells and whistles, certifications. And at the end of the day, what it is, Joe, is that after 25 years in law enforcement, the law enforcement community knows that I'm the best candidate for Erie County Sheriff. I have done the job. I have done every aspect of the job. And that's why I've been honored and humbled to get their support.
Now, John, I know probably not a question that you thought I was going to ask, but it's the reality of the election day. You know, we're seeing a mayoral election in the city of Buffalo between two Democrats, which will bring Democrats out. How will you attempt to bring in some of those Democrat voters to vote for you and not the Democrat Party candidate?
Well, I think this that many people view this Erie County Sheriff's Office is not a political office. It's about law and order. People want law and order. They want a professional. And, you know, I want the vote to get out there, be it in the city, in the towns. I'll tell you this. I support 100% the reelection of Mayor Brown. You know, we can't have a candidate in the city that's going to defund the police by $7.5 million, Joe. That's, you know, right now we're experiencing this surge in violence. Homicides are at its highest it's been in years, and shootings and so forth. So I'm supporting Mayor Brown in the city, and I see from going throughout the county what people are looking for, and they don't care about your political affiliation. They just want the sheriff to do their job. And I will do the job and bring the Erie County Sheriff's Office to where it should be, in a modern, professional law enforcement agency serving our public. And so I look very much forward to November 2nd. We're outside of just outside of 3 weeks. And so I'm very optimistic, Joe.
John, before we let you go, was there anything else you wanted to address that I did not ask you about today?
No. Well, again, I just want to thank you for bringing on the candidates. I think it's very important for the voters to know something about the candidates. Again, I'm the only candidate that's endorsed by all law enforcement, by over 25 labor unions, which, you know, to your point earlier, about Democrats, those are normally Democratic endorsements. Why are they coming over and endorsing a Republican? Because workers don't care. They just want the best candidate. They want to go about their lives, take care of their family, and they want us in return to do our job, which is to protect and serve. So I would just say to everyone, please exercise your right to vote. There were many veterans that lost their lives to give us that right, and this is a wonderful country that we live in. For me to be in this position, Joe, is something. As a first generation American that came here at 3 years old and didn't speak English until I was six, and being the first Hispanic to run for this office, for me, it's an honor.
That was John Garcia. He is running on the Republican line for Erie County Sheriff. When we come back, we are talking to Ted DeNoto. He is running as an independent for Erie County Sheriff. And next week, we will have the Democrat candidate for Erie County Sheriff, Kim Beattie, on. So we will have all candidates on before Election Day. Ted DeNoto coming up next. You just heard from John Garcia. If you missed any of these interviews, you can go and find those on the Odyssey app. Later in the show, we'll be talking to Erie County Legislature Kevin Hardwick about a few things that happened in the county this week. But when we come back, like I said, we'll be talking to Ted DeNoto. It's Hardline on Sunday here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, welcome back. It is Hardline here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Continuing our discussion with two of the candidates for Erie County Sheriff. Again, remember, Kim Beatty will be on next week. She is running on the Democrat line for Erie County Sheriff. You heard from John Garcia last segment. Our guest this segment is independent candidate Ted DiNoto. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us, Ted. And, you know, we, during the primaries, talked to the other candidates, have not had the chance to talk to you yet. So tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 30-year veteran of the town of Amherst. I'm a police lieutenant, detective lieutenant, and currently the commander of the narcotics unit. Still working, still plugging away, and looking forward to taking over the sheriff's office and bringing a new beginning.
Now, looking at the results when it came to the primary in the sheriff's race, what do you think of your two opponents going up to the November election?
Well, excuse me. Again, the voters have to look at what really sets us apart. All the opponents, all the people that have entered into this race, except for Brian Gould and myself, are working police officers. I've worked through everything that we're doing. I didn't stop. This isn't a retirement job for me. I'm looking to take a new adventure in law enforcement, and I've been through everything that's been going on in society right now. All the social issues that we've dealt with, all the changes in the laws, I've had to adapt to and adjust to and work in. My opponents all, are reading about it in the paper and hearing about it. They're going to have to relearn how to do law enforcement coming back to this. My wheel keeps spinning. And I always say to people, if you're going to take your family to Florida, you're going to get on the plane with the pilot that flies the plane or the pilot that reads how to fly the plane, because I'm flying the plane. I'm the guy that's in here now that's been in here that hasn't stopped, and I'm going to continue on. And that's what sets us apart here.
Looking at Erie County, looking at the sheriff's office, what do you think needs to be your first focus if you are elected in November?
Well, you know, I've heard interviews in the past, and we all have the same thing. Everybody talks about building public trust. But I thought about that, and I did say that in the past, and I still say it. But we have to look at the core issue here. And really the first thing that I'm going to address is the employees, the deputies, the corrections officers, the staff. You know, I talk to road deputies, I talk to jail deputies, and the consensus is things aren't good. Morale's bad, and the way I look at it is we have to look at it as a business. I can't put out a good product. The sheriff's office can't put out a good product if our employees are in a bad place. I want to bring proper training, proper equipment. I want to make sure that the employees' mental health is right. How can we take care of inmates and prisoners and worry about their health and their well-being if our well-being isn't there, if we're not in a good place? How can we be professional and be protectors of society if we're not in a good place, if our minds aren't right? And that's my main thing, is I want to focus on the employees. I want to bring back their morale. I want to bring back their pride. There's no doubt in my mind. I have a lot of friends that work at the sheriff's office. I have a lot of recruits that I call my academy kids. I teach at the academy. A lot of people that I've taught through the years work there. They're good people, hardworking people, great people, people that I would love to bring to the Amherst Police Department and have work for me here. And I know that those people can turn that agency into the best agency in state of New York. And that's my plan, bringing that pride back to them, making them have a nice shiny badge again and feel good so they can put out the product and put out the service that we need to for Erie County.
Now, going along those lines, on your website, you also mentioned the jail management division. What do you think needs to be addressed there?
I'm not going to blame any issues. I know obviously there's been problems in the jail with the suicides and everything. I want to see better supervision. I don't know if the supervision is lacking there, and I'm not going to blame it on that. I'm not going to blame it on the procedures and stuff. I'm going to go in there and see what the multitude of issues are, and I'm going to correct it. The one thing I definitely want to do in the jail management division on the mental health issues are I'm coming up with a plan of separation of people that are entering the system, and that's by analysis or evaluation by mental health professionals and not police officers. People that are trained to do that and recognize when people have a mental health issue, recognize when they have an addiction issue, or recognize that they don't have either, and these are people that are just people that should be in jail. Because the three of them have separate needs, and they need to be separated. We've seen where people with mental health issues are taken advantage of by the people that are just in jail because they are the criminals. And we need to separate them and get them the proper health. So that's kind of where I'm going to go with the jail management. I'm going to bring in that new mental health, diversion. I want to develop stabilization centers so we can get them away from that population, begin right from day one, getting them the assistance they need, and developing a plan and put that plan into action so when they leave, we're just not letting them out into the street. We're sending them to a place where they can continue the treatment that they need.
You know, over last summer, we heard a lot of calls to defund the police, take money away from police and sheriff programs and put it somewhere else in government. What were your thoughts when those calls were coming out?
That's ridiculous. I'm like I said, I part of my job in the Amherst Police Department was I was the training lieutenant at one time. I was very involved in training there. I'm staff employee at the Erie County Training Academy. So training's a big part of my being in law enforcement. And when I talk to people or I hear people talking, they continually say to defund the police and the police need more training and the police need different equipment so they're not using lethal equipment. Well, to get that equipment, to get that training, to do it, you can't take money away from us. If you take money away from the police, you're keeping us right where we're at, where you don't want us. We need to fund the police. We need to fund the police more so we can buy that equipment, so we can pay for that training. We can get the trainers in. We can pay for the overtime to get the training done. Defunding the police does not correct the problem. It makes the problem worse.
I know that the sheriff's office should not be political, but it is a political season, and we see a lot of contentious elections coming up this November. How do you plea to two parties that are so different when you're trying to pick from both to get votes?
Well, you know, that's the thing. I'm never a politician. I'm not a politician. I'm a cop. I'm a cop trying to do the right thing. And I got involved in this, and I started talking to the parties, and I saw that really their concern was about their parties. And I've never had that in my law enforcement career. And I come from a pretty great agency. And I came home, I told my wife, I said, I can't be a political puppet. It's not going to happen. But I still desire to do the right thing. And the people that work for the sheriff's office deserve that. All of them do, to have the right thing done. So I decided to run as an independent. And I'll tell you, as I started to go out to get signatures to get on the ballot, as I talked to people and basically told them, you know, as far as I can see and as far as I know how to police, politics has no place in law enforcement because we're not doing it for a Democrat or a Republican or a conservative. We're doing it for a citizen of Erie County, a citizen of the town of Amherst, wherever our jurisdiction is. whoever calls gets our service. I'm not going to stand on one side of the road or make my determination. I'm not going to make my determination as a sheriff on how things go because of political parties. I'm going to work with everybody. It doesn't matter what party the legislature is, the county executive are. If they have good ideas that are going to benefit the people of Erie County, I'll work with it. If they have ideas that I don't think are going to work, then I'll speak that up too. But it doesn't have a political thing. It's about public safety. It's about service. And the more I'm seeing, the more I'm talking to people, people believe in that. People are tired with the parties. And, you know, I look at it now, and I'm the only one that really is going to offer that to them. You look at the two candidates that I'm up against. Unfortunately, they were law enforcement, and they've crossed over. They're politicians now. John Garcia and Kim Beattie are politicians. They've taken on the frame of the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, and they've taken, you know, I mean, it's free for anybody to see. They've taken donations to their campaign from those parties and from unions. That makes them a politician. I didn't. I'm not beholden to anybody. I'm beholden to the people that elect me to the sheriff's office, and that's the, what people want to see. They don't want to see somebody who's been compromised to one side or the other. They want people that's going to help them, no matter what their affiliation is, and that's what I'm giving to the people, and the reception I'm getting is incredible, Joe.
To build off of that, you know, because you mentioned the two candidates you're running against, but what about sheriff's office around the country? Do you feel this is a position that should be, obviously, should be solely law enforcement, but that is getting too political nationwide?
Absolutely. You know, I actually wrote a letter to the governor, Governor Cuomo at the time, I wrote a letter to Mark Poloncarz, stating that I believe that the sheriff's election should no longer be a partisan election. It should be a nonpartisan election, very similar to a school board election, where you get a qualified person in there. They do what they have to do, get the signatures they have to get to get on the ballot, and let the people decide, not have a political party, not have that. I'd be interested to see what would happen in this election if my two opponents declined or called the commission and said, hey, scratch my name off the Democratic line. Scratch my name off the Republican line. Let me run on my own merits like Ted is. I'm running on my merits as a supervisor, as a law enforcement officer, as an independent person for the people. I'd like to see them do that.
And talking about party lines, we know where to find the other two candidates on the ballot. Where do we find Ted DiNoto on the ballot on Election Day?
I'm on, I believe it's line F. It's almost dead center of the page. So I was pretty happy with that. I have a 19-year-old daughter who this will be the second time she's voted. I said to her, here, take a look at this. Tell me if you can find me. She goes, you're right in the center. I said, good. So just look straight down and you'll see Ted DiNoto on the ballot.
All right, Ted, before we let you go, is there anything you want to cover before we end the interview?
I just really want to push it home to the people out there that this is a very important job. This is about public safety. This is about service. This is about people's lives and livelihoods. This shouldn't be a political thing. We need to look past politics. We need to look at the candidate and who is for everybody. And let's get the politics out of it. Ted DiNoto is independent. Ted DiNoto polices and works for everybody. I have no affiliation to a political party. I have no affiliation to unions or anybody else. I have not been compromised by anything like that, and I'm here for Erie County and to make this better for the employees of the sheriff's office and for the citizens of Erie County.
Ted DiNoto running for sheriff. Ted, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Erie County Sheriff candidate Ted DiNoto. He is running as an independent this election day. You heard from Republican candidate John Garcia last segment, and we'll hear from Democrat candidate Kim Beattie next week. And again, if you missed any interview on this version of Hardline, any past version of Hardline, or any programming here on WBEN. You can find that at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. This week, hunting and the stadium were all in the news when it came to Erie County. And we'll be talking about that next with Kevin Hardwick here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You're listening to Hardline on a Bills game day. We're back after this.